I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Syrians displaced by the February 6 earthquakes face blow after blow. An airstrike in northwest Syria hit one of the quake zones, killing two. Millions depend on humanitarian aid to survive, and the World Food Program will soon cut emergency feeding programs. Finally, kids and adults alike contend with post-traumatic stress every day. Please ask the Lord to give wisdom to Samuel and the Redemptive Stories team as they meet with partners in Syria.
Pray for opportunities for the church to respond, to use this terrible situation, as God always does, to bring many, many Syrians to himself, and that the Holy Spirit would give both our brothers and sisters and those that are not yet a part of the kingdom comfort and strength, and he would ultimately give them hope.
And if you have a heart for refugees, please be praying for short-term missions teams headed to the U.S.-Mexico border. E3 Partners has served refugees in McAllen, Texas, and Reynosa, Mexico for almost 2 years. E3's Brad Prizer says it's part of their E3 Espanol initiative.
Through E3 Espanol, we had our teams of people going down there, and they're actually being able to go into these refugee camps and through some of our simple gospel-sharing tools, share the gospel with them.
As Prizer puts it, the nations are coming to us.
Thousands of refugees are coming into the country through Mexico that are refugees from many different countries, even people coming over from, you know, parts of Europe that are under siege right now. And it's becoming fertile ground for us to share the gospel.
Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice to the voiceless. Please consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.